Well, it's Saturday afternoon, January 16th, and there's been an explosion of variants of UKB 1.1.7 in the United States. This is probably not because the MMWR came out yesterday, because they only reported, I think, 70 something. It's really because there are multiple labs now using the S dropout method, which just goes back and looks at samples that have already been tested in many cases. And the standard test, or one of the tests that's fairly widely used, is one that targets three different genes. And the one in the middle, which is the S gene, the target area on the S gene basically covers positions 69 and 70 in the protein. And the RNA coding for those two are deleted. And as a result, the PCR test for the S gene gives a negative because there's no sequence for the primers to bind to. Whereas the other two tests for ORF1AB and for the N gene, which are on either side of the S, quite a bit on the other sides, is essentially one at the beginning of the 30,000 nucleotides, one in the middle, and one at the end. So the one at the beginning and end are strong positives, and the one in the middle is a negative. And that's because it's the variant. The variant has a deletion there. Now, unfortunately, there's kind of a precursor to the variant, which also has a deletion there. And so there are efforts to design a new test because the variant really has three deletions. Two of them are 69 and 70, and one's at 145. So another test is being designed for 145. So it would have like a double dropout, both S tests for those two regions would both be negative. And that would say it's not the precursor, which just has 69 and 70, but it would be the variant, which has 69, 70 at 145. So in any event, the reports just kept on coming. And my running total now, which is on the map, map has all of these, is now up to 112 variant cases in the US. And they actually cover 21 states now. The highest is still California, which is up to 41. Florida is still holding on at 22, but New York is making a run for Florida. New York is now up to 17. And then just to give a list of the states now, because many of these did not have any reported cases 2 days ago. The new ones that happened either yesterday or today are Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, Nebraska, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Oregon, Utah, and Wisconsin, and Wyoming. So I believe all of those cases, there might have been one or two that were prior to yesterday, but the vast majority of the ones I just read, reported cases today. And so it's just one state after the other saying, oh, we've got our first case of the more highly transmissible variant, which was, of course, just described in the MMWR that came out, I I guess it was yesterday now. I'm losing track of the days. But anyway, you can go to the map. You can see them. There's 112 in the U.S. There's plenty in Europe, too. Things are taking off all over the world. But it is pretty dramatic in the U.S. because if you look at the MMW report, I don't even remember now. I think they reported maybe 68, maybe it was 72, but they thought they were up to date. It was an early release. It wasn't like they wrote this a couple of weeks ago, and they just wrote it, and it's now at 112.